face?
I thought we, this was like supposed to be like a personal thing. I didn't know we were like, we're cosmic, but.
All right.
Sure. You may lose some listeners.
We only have 7.
What kind of, who's listening to this?
Don't you know the lyrics? You know?
Yeah.
50 ways to leave them.
No, I know the song.
Just drop off the keys, Lee.
Yeah.
So I would
and
be
set
like,
yourself free.
How about slam the door?
Wow.
Can we say that on me?
Not what I was thinking. Hey, well,
hey, out comes Axl Rose.
Sweet child. That's not a sweet child line.
Like instantly regret saying that. I'm biting my tongue.
There we go.
Here we are back again. Time Out with Patty C. Epic. Episode 50. Title, How Did We Make It So Far? So we're not even going to go down memory lane yet because we've got time for that. Let's go quickly around the table. Face, say hello.
Hello, people.
Mikey D.
Hey, hey, hey.
Papa Giggs.
50 and nifty.
Whoa. Big Mike.
Good evening.
Nice. All right. Now, episode 50, we are still staying with our new format, which is, hey, what's your opinion? It's the new Patty C edition. Number one, we'll start with Big Mike. Can honesty honestly be bad?
Yes, 100%. What I've learned is that in all of my studies of leadership, is that good leadership is not saying what you're thinking. And
not all the time, anyway.
Not all the time, and so I think true honesty can be a really damaging thing.
Wow. Hey, Papa Giggs, does gym help students perform better in all their classes?
For most kids, yes. If it's done the right way, if you're truly getting a good workout and getting your body and your mind going in the morning, I think for most kids, it's going to help you start the day better and do academically better.
Awesome. Mikey D, does technology make us more alone?
Yes and no.
Mm.
I think it does because people get so absorbed in their little device, they're not paying attention to the people right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it also connects people from all over the world.
Amen.
Perfect. Well said. I like it.
Nice.
And Face, what role will robots play in our future?
What role will robots play in Face's future?
Oh, it's not specific to me.
Hi, my name is Cindy. I am your date for this evening.
Hey.
AI counts.
No, I couldn't even think of an answer. I mean, it's unimaginable. Because, I mean, anything I could, you know, anything we could think of probably 10 years from now would be like 50 years past that.
Sure, sure. Yep. And I always put one or two extra, so this goes out to the crowd. Can money buy you happiness?
Ooh. Yes.
I think what I've learned in my experience is it can't buy happiness, but it buys time and freedom.
Yep.
It can keep you. Yeah, I think it can keep you from some really lows. I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it buys you the time to do things that. Can make you happy.
Yeah. Yep. What are they? There's a study that said that if you have a certain income level or if you have a certain level of.
I think it's $65,000.
Like, yeah. Then you've met all your basic needs and then that's pretty much.
It's definitely not zero. I do know. I've been there. It's not zero.
On the spectrum of zero to happy, rich is on the side of happy. Like,
right.
That's a scientific study.
Yeah. And then the last one, which might have something to do with it, based on sports you enjoy, which is the best sport to play?
I think whatever sport you enjoy is the best sport to play, right? I mean, I enjoy soccer, but it's a lot of people's kryptonite and they hate it. A white knuckle game, 0-0 could be the best game I've ever seen, but other people could just be like, it's a total waste of time.
Mm-hmm. And I might not look it, but I used to love to play basketball, like go to the playground and play pickup, but, you know, when I was younger and able-bodied.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I thought curling would make the list.
It would, if we lived in Canada. All right. All right, now, one next to the next. How to help people, the new special edition of Patty C. Basic and simple, how to help people train for a 5K race. You can be specific. I'll go first. I would, if I ran a lot and I loved running, I'd be like, come on, let's go. And I would say, let's run to the bar maybe and have a beer or like make it fun. And then once they got their legs under them, then it goes from there. Face?
Go to a bar and talk the person out of a 5K. As fast as possible.
Mikey D?
Just have fun.
Sure.
Just finish the race. That's all you got to worry about.
Perfect, perfect. Papa Giggs?
Start slow. Walk, run if you're not a runner. And just whatever your increments are, just slowly build them up.
Excellent. And Big Mike?
Yeah, I agree with Giggs. It's not a race. It's kind of is a race. But it's not a race. It's about you, right? Take your time and get there whenever you can.
Yeah, I would say, based on my vast experience of one, I would say put more than 17 days of prep into it.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, that's how much time I had for the one I did.
Yeah, start slow. So.
All right, let's go right down to our questions. Number one, remember, this is our 50th episode, so put a couple of those in there, you know, to get thought-provoking ideas. And who would have thought we have come so far? Come up with one positive, progressive action by someone or a group of people in the world that accomplished quite a feat that made everyone say, damn, who would have thought they would have made it? Worked, but they did. Example, you know, label a cable across the Atlantic or something. So, Big Mike, what do you have?
The one that comes to, and I use this quote a lot because there are a lot of systems that don't work in education and they seem like they should be simple functions to complete, but we put a man on the moon. We have a rocket that can go up with all of that fuel and math and people involved. And we can get out of our atmosphere, land on another planet, and then bring those people back. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
And that was more than 50 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
It was.
Holy cow. So did I answer correctly?
No, it doesn't have to.
We didn't have 50.
No, I'm just adding at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Makes it extra special.
Yeah.
Sure. Papa Giggs.
Just thinking like civil rights movement, I know we're not maybe where we still need to be, but I think, you know, we did make a lot of change in the 60s. It's just one that, you know, just comes to mind.
That's
a lot of people made stuff happen, even though maybe we're not where we need to be.
Yeah. Mikey D.
So I'm going to say penicillin.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Because who would have thought you'd take some moldy shit and help people get healthy?
We'll try this.
Yeah. Hey, read this. See if that makes you feel better.
That's a good one. Face, what do you have?
So I did some research and I came up with a very new one that we're going to look back on and say, holy shit, like, how do we do this? So I researched this and I found in Sweden, they've come up with a chip the size of a grain of rice that they implant in your finger. And it can be used to unlock your car, get in your house, go to the gym, just swipe your hand instead of anything else.
Wow.
And they said it's probably going to be able to use to just pay for everything. Like your debit card.
Hmm. Wow.
That's how it starts, man.
And guess how much it costs in Sweden?
Like $10.
$13.
Yeah, $180.
Really?
For a microchip implanted in your finger that basically can do anything, hopefully probably do anything that a key card could do. Or
wow.
No, people aren't walking around with machetes chopping people's fingers off, are they?
I didn't get that for you.
You know what? That didn't even occur to me, but you just went dark.
I went dark, and I thought, how could that be screwed up?
Take a pocket full of fingers?
Sorry, I need
to... Take the Teletubby away from me.
No, Tinky Winky will help me.
I was thinking about the app you guys were talking about earlier about identifying.
Oh, that app, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
good one, too.
I was thinking, how could that be screwed up?
That would definitely help.
Would you get it? Would you have that implanted?
I hadn't thought about it, but I mean, virtually, it does. I don't know. I think I would.
I think I'd resist, and then I'd get it.
wait, and let
total
everybody else try
peer pressure.
It.
Sure, sure.
Let everybody else try.
I mean, you know, of course, there's going to be all those people that, you know, don't want to be think that their phones are their enemies
the
and that
it's
kind
the
of
man
stuff.
Just
yeah, so
to bring us down.
Yeah, exactly. So that takes it to like a whole other level when it's in your body. Yeah.
I thought that's what all the COVID vaccines were doing, putting that little rest.
They're already in.
That'd be another. I can't believe we did it.
Oh, like yeah.
Vaccines,
yeah.
Like, you're going to have me put this thing in my body?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To kill what's killing me.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's move on to number two. Name something that is 50 or more years old that still is awesome, like us. Now, I'm going to go first. Because in 1919, Earl Mitchell invented the moon pie. Now, the moon pie, you know, the marshmallow cookie treat, it's gotten smaller over the years, but it's still awesome. So I would just say that, you know, the moon pie still holds its own because at Mardi Gras down in New Orleans, they throw moon pies from some of the floats. So that's what I thought I'd think. Face, what do you have?
So cannabis has been around for thousands of years. But I found out that the first edible recipe was first published in the early 60s.
No way.
And it was called hashish fudge.
That it was published? Because I...
Somebody wrote down a recipe for something. With an edible in it. So dated back to the early 60s. Gotcha. So.
What's the calorie count?
Because
I got to prep for a 5K.
The calorie count is amazing.
And I'm making dessert for you people tomorrow night.
Yeah. Right. And here is the recipe, Papa Giggs.
That's a good one. Mikey D, what do you have?
I went way older than 50. I'm going to say the Great Pyramids. Try to imagine how those things got built in the time they were built.
You said aliens, right?
I think are pretty amazing. Yeah, probably. Oh. On the hashish brownies.
Papa Giggs, what do you have?
Oh, there's too many. I'll do two.
Two is fine.
I'm going to do National Park because I love our National Park system. They've been around for a while, over 100 years. And I'm thinking like Beatles and Stones records, right? They're over 50 years old, and some of those early Beatles Stones records are awesome.
For sure.
That's great. Big Mike.
Well, I'm going to make this super sentimental, but I didn't read this much before we got here. But as I read that, I thought, you know, it's more than 50 years old and is still awesome. Patty C.
I was telling
my friends today, I was like, we're going to record this 50th podcast that I won't tell you the name of because it's just so silly. You know, you brought us together during the pandemic when we were all just kind of like doing this weird thing, you know, here we are still just hanging out, and drinking beers and recording this. So awesome. I'm grateful for you, brother.
Cheers to everybody.
Cheers to you.
Plus, we're not accepting any new listeners. So.
That's true. We're at capacity.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Hey, question three, take your age, subtract 50, and write down the number. Now take that number and try to remember what you were like back then. Finally, give yourself at that age some great advice for when you grow older. I'll go first again. I'm 60, so I subtracted. I'm 10, and I would just say, hey, man, go buy a guitar and start playing now. You're going to be able to pick up the chicks.
I like it. That is good advice.
That's just me. Face, what do you have?
I just rounded up. I'll be 55 in August, so I just went two. So I'd be five. So I was... At 5 years old, I was tethered to my twin brother, who we didn't look anything alike then, but my mom dressed us alike anyway. So it was double weird. There's like two kids that look nothing alike that have the same matching clothes on. So that was fun. As far as advice goes, I would tell myself to explore more. You know, I'm getting around to now, but. I would have liked to explore more when I was younger.
Mm. That's good.
That's a good answer.
Mikey D?
So I don't remember exactly when this happened, but I think I would tell myself to not take that piece of pretzel and put it up my nose. Because it cost me a couple hours at the doctor's office or emergency room. A lot of embarrassment.
A little discomfort.
A little discomfort, I'm sure. So, yeah, not very deep, but
sure.
That's the advice. The pretzel was pretty deep.
Papa Giggs, what do you have?
I was six, so I'm thinking like I was a little kid in kindergarten, first grade at a old school Catholic school, and you know, some of the nuns and the priests and the teaching kind of freaked you out and scared you a little bit, you know, and sure. I hope we don't alienate any of our listeners, but just don't get too scared by all the things that they make you scared as hell of, you know? Sure. Truly scared of hell. Yeah. So be a good dude, but don't get so scared and freaked out by some of the stuff they're teaching you.
Sure, sure. Big Mike.
Well, if I took my age and I subtracted 50, I'd be -4.
Get out.
So I took 1978, the year of my birth.
Sure.
Subtracted 4 from it, 1974. And that is Beatlemania. But if I had advice for myself, I'd just say eat less carbs. Just chill with the bread.
That's so hard to do.
That's a good one. All right, we're on question 4. Thomas Edison once said, "I have not failed. I have just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Give us an example on how that statement worked out for you. Big Mike?
Example of how I have failed in 10,000 ways. I think one of the
You haven't failed.
But failing is it's really a statement about trying something and not succeeding the first time. So I think I've been playing guitar for 25 years, and I'm not great at it, but it's taken a while for me to get, you know, where I am now. And so it's taken a lot of countless hours of me on my bed and in different places around my house just struggling and sounding horrible. And I'm fairly pleased where I'm at, but I could use a 10,000 more failures to get to a better level. So
awesome.
That's what I would say.
Papa Giggs?
I just want to take his advice because sure. I feel like I'm the guy who hasn't spent enough time. I spend enough time to be frustrated, and then I put it away, and I don't go to it in a while. And then,
no, yeah. It'll come. It'll
so
come.
I need to keep on going. But anyway, I was thinking, as a teacher, you know, there were always kids you didn't, you know, you just couldn't work with, or you tried and things didn't work the right way, and just, you know, it was just constant, you know, trying this, trying that, trying to break down the ice, break down the barrier, just, you know, constantly with every single kid, every lesson, everything you did, it was just always, you could always just try different things,
yeah.
And it was just always a good thing to keep in mind. You're not really failing, just keep on trying, keep on using different approaches.
Sure, that's great. Mikey D.
Yeah, I'm just going to echo what those guys said. I think anything new is always kind of a struggle. You just got to stick with it. Keep your nose head down and stick with it.
Great. Face?
So it's interesting that you found this quote, because I say this to myself on a daily basis.
No way.
I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. And that applies to relationships.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good.
I've been told I failed, but I don't see them as failures.
Just tell that to your girlfriends. You know.
It's all learning experience.
Got a few more thousand failures before this works out.
But in all seriousness, though, like, obviously I've been married twice, and I've been told that I've, but they weren't failures.
Yeah.
They were lessons. No. They were lessons. Absolutely. They were felt lessons. Like failures yep. at varying times, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right, mine is a basic.
I was trying to think of a good roast, but it didn't. Nothing.
I gave a pause.
I mean, if I end up above Patty C's garage, they were definitely failures. But I'm not there yet, so
we're wait. Just a few feet away, Lee.
I know.
Wait, you just that's not a failure. You're living rent free at Patty C's.
That's
house.
True.
That's not a failure. That's a win.
That's a success.
Win. That's a good one. Mine is basically building things.
Yeah.
From the smallest to the biggest, and then, but you know, screwing up along the way and cutting fingers and stuff. But yeah, that's how you learn. So I love it. All right, next quote. George Carlin once said, "Some national parks have a long waiting list for camping reservations. When you have to wait a year to sleep next to a tree, something is wrong." Tell us something else that is wrong in life. And I'm going to go first, and it's a pet peeve. I don't talk to anybody about it. And I just saw a clip this morning, and it was like, check out this monster jam. And yeah, he got the ball like almost at half court. He took 4 steps. Then he dunked over someone. They were like, jam. I was like, no, that's a travel. It's my. I know I should be more pissed at other things, but I just can't watch basketball anymore because they take 4 steps.
The kids call that the Euro step.
Yeah, in the NBA, yeah.
So, that's mine. Face, what do you have?
What do I have? What was the question again?
Tell us something wrong.
Oh, that's wrong. No, I think it's wrong that we spend our whole lives working hard to enjoy the things we do. Like, I've been trying to, you know, like, I love playing golf. I love playing pickleball. But I don't want to, you know, never play and work till I'm 65. And then, you know, when my body's starting to not be at what it was, try to enjoy the thing, you know, you try to be the best at something that you love your whole life, but you're too old to fully enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
That was good.
Was that the first round of applause?
I'm hiding.
Yeah, I think it was the first round. Mikey D, what's yours?
He's retiring. I'm hiding. I didn't come up with anything really good. The only thing I could think about was our elected officials just can't seem to get anything done. But I don't want to take this down.
We were dark early. Let's try.
Yeah, but just continue on.
Sure.
I'll think about that.
Papa Gigs, what do you have?
I think I was thinking like George Carlin, like the camping reservations, and for me it's getting concert tickets. Like you get on right away, you're in a pre-sale. Like recently it was a Pearl Jam. I was on a verified Ticketmaster pre-sale, and I was in the waiting room before 10 o'clock, and I click, and there's already resale tickets. When I'm doing the pre-sale, second level Wells Fargo, $500, you know, but this is the pre-sale, and it was the resale. So just our whole concert. And it was ironic that those are the guys that were fighting Ticketmaster, you know, 20 years ago. So I know it seems like a trivial thing. It's not earth-changing, but concert ticket sales.
Yep. Big Mike.
I'm having a real hard time with this. I mean, I have gripes for days, but I just can't come up with them. Maybe it's because we're sitting around the table with friends, but I can't think of anything that's wrong in life.
All right. Good.
Positivity.
Well, good. Yeah. Positivity. Yeah. I like it.
I took your last beer.
Check in later, though. I'll just jump in because I'll think of something.
Big Mike can go dark fast.
Let's bring it down.
All right. Number six, Clint Eastwood once said, if you want a guarantee, buy a toaster. What else is a guarantee in life? What is a guarantee in life? Big Mike?
Guarantee in life. Jesus. I feel like I'm going to go dark on this. I don't know. A guarantee in life is that surrounding yourself with people that are good to you will result in good things. Boom.
I love it.
See the way I took that? I was going to say something dark like your parents will die. Or like some shit
death
like
and
that.
Taxes, Ben Franklin.
Avoiding that. But you know what? I feel like good yields good.
That's right.
So
no, That's good. Papa Gigs?
Change. I think change is inevitable. Like if we try to think things are always going to be the way they were, like don't bother thinking that way. Every single day is different than the day before based on your experiences, everyone else's experiences. So, sure. I think change is the only thing that we can totally count on. We got to adapt to change and maneuver.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm struggling with that a little bit lately because I feel like I'm getting older, and so I have to fight this new thing.
Sure.
Like in my head, I'm like, that's rubbish. That's bullshit. But like then I'm like, well, hold on a sec. That's part of the continuum, right? That's part of the change.
It's always going
to
be.
And it's like this dance I have to do in my head all the time.
Mm. Yeah.
Well said.
I like that.
That was a good answer.
Mikey D?
So I'm going with the power of the universe. You guys ever see The Secret?
No, I didn't.
I read that romance.
Willed good shit to happen?
Yes, exactly. I'm trying to keep it positive.
I thought that was on Cinemax late at night.
That's the secret.
That's the adaptation of the book.
It's a resort in Jamaica.
That goes back to the 10,000 ways. That's called the 10,000 secrets. Yeah. So if you will something to happen, eventually it will happen. So if you envision good things happening to you, those things will eventually happen. You work towards them and.
I like it.
Positivity.
Perfect. Face?
I thought this was like supposed to be like a personal thing. I didn't know we're cosmic, but
for me
personally, something that I think it would guarantee that's not going to happen in my life is a third marriage. I may lose some listeners, but that's just not happening.
All right, sure.
You may lose some listeners.
We only have seven.
What kind of... Who's listening to this? One of your future wives.
What do you like to know?
I think our parents will still listen.
Sure, they will.
My mom won't.
Once she hears you're not getting married again.
Oh, actually, geez. she's in the anti-marriage camp.
That's good. You know, I'm a big Mike. I went down the same route with you. If you're nice to people, they will become friends for life, pretty much. You know,
yeah,
you just reach out that way. Thought we'd end the intelligent questions on the part one would be ice cream sundae. If you are an ice cream sundae, tell us what you would be in it. What would be in it and why? I'll go first. I just chose my favorite ice cream sundae, you know, chocolate marshmallow, marshmallow goo, whipped cream, and chocolate syrup. Now, I don't know why I just went with the chocolate theme, but
were these questions generated by AI at all, or were you like, no, this is definitely a question that's making it?
No, the quotes, I said, I actually went to a website for that one. Like George Carlin has 35 quotes. I just picked the best one.
Oh, yeah, no, he was thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't know why the ice cream went in there. I think I came home from work one day and there was ice cream world. I was like, oh, people get ice cream.
I like this one.
Just felt right.
Face, what's yours?
I just had been in a split. I can't eat ice cream. I don't eat ice cream. And that's just the only thing I thought of. I
won't tolerate it.
Yeah, my body won't tolerate it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm taking this in a dark way again.
No.
Oh, Mikey D.
Why'd that banana split?
Wow.
Googler needs some dinner.
I would have nuts in my sundae.
Oh, like that.
We should combine it with my banana split.
I'm not going to elaborate on that at all. You can think whatever you want about the nuts.
Oh, good, like good, that. Good. I like that. Papa Giggs?
Well, I don't know how to follow this one because mine's actually chocolate with crushed peanuts, but it's nothing. No, but mine's just, it's just simple because I'm kind of simple. Approachable, not too fancy, not all the whipped cream, cherries, bells and whistles. Just, you know, just kind of approachable and just easy.
I'm glad we don't video this. Mikey D looked at me weird when he said something with nuts in it.
Looked you right in the eye.
You missed the wink.
Big Mike, what do you have? There's Tinky Winky.
I think just like Giggler, every time I go to any ice cream place, I get soft serve ice cream with hot fudge on top. I'm a simple guy. You're going to know what you're going to get with me. I'm just, you know, you can get it anywhere. You don't ask for something exotic. Yeah. Although I will say, you know what? Maybe this does mirror my personality because every now and then I get a tea berry milkshake, which is like, you ever had tea berry?
No.
It tastes like Pepto-Bismol.
Ooh.
But if, ooh. If
wasn't there a gum that
it was
like,
a gum, yeah. Tea berry gum. Yeah. But it tastes like, it's like this weird indescript flavor. And and I'll get that every now and then.
And you buy something that tastes like Pepto-Bismol?
Yeah, and it's a milkshake. It's fantastic. Well,
really, huh?
So every now and then I like to switch it up.
I said banana, you said nuts, and then he was going to say
tea bag. Yes.
We're going down in flames.
I'm a tea bag sundae, my friends.
No explanation needed.
No. And that's the opener.
Please turn the cameras off.
All right, that's great, guys. Great questions. We're going to move to the music section right now. So the music section had a really cool music personality test that I sent you guys during the week. There were 7 questions long. I'm not going to read every question, but I'm going to just read a few of them. The first question, what's your idea of a perfect Friday night? A, attending a wild concert or music festival. B, hosting a creative DIY jam session at your home. C, having deep conversations with close friends and drinks, and then D, exploring a new city nightlife scene. It'll take forever to go through the questions, but they're great questions. But what it does is when you answer those, I have the answer score sheet in front of me. So when I look at your answers, I'm going to be able to tell you who you most kind of represent in the rock world. Okay. So Big Mike.
You want my letters or you want
my... Yeah, so basically I would look at mine and I was more A and D. So if you had a multiple answers...
I had 6 of the 7... Actually, I didn't realize this. I was doing this. Holy cow. 6 of the 7 answers were C.
Oh. Wow. All right. Well, let's go with C first because you are more like Bob Dylan. Thoughtful, cool. Introspective, and deeply soulful. You possess a wisdom and an insight that goes beyond your years. Like Bob Dylan, you have a knack for storytelling and passion for exploring life's deeper meanings.
Whoa.
It's like a weird hippie astrology.
Like T-Berry Sundays.
It was like T-Berry Sundays.
That was awesome. I like that. Papa Giggs, you're next.
I was 6 out of 7, but C and D combined. 3C, 3D.
Oh, 3D.
So we Bobby Dylan.
So Bobby Dylan was C, and now here's D. You were mostly like Kurt Cobain. Rebellious, authentic, and fiercely independent. You march to the beat of your own drum and aren't afraid to challenge the status quo. Like Kurt Cobain, you value authentic feelings and above all else, to believe in staying true to yourself.
And that's the you're going to end it all in a garage in Seattle.
Eddie's got a Ramones show.
That's the punk rocker indie kid in me. There you go.
Perfect. Mikey D?
So I was mostly C and D as well, but I did have one A answer.
Oh.
A little bit of A.
A little bit of A.
All right.
Better than a little bit of D.
So I'm going to read
that the last
he's
question.
More in the, he's more than nuts.
I'll read A. You are like Axl Rose, wild, energetic, and unapologetic.
That's Mike ED.
Yeah.
You live your life to the fullest, aren't afraid to speak your mind like Axl. You thrive in the spotlight and love the thrill of adventure.
Yeah.
I feel like tomorrow you need to show up at gigs is in a kilt and a bandana.
That's funny. I want to see Mike's answers because I have the same. I'm 1A and 3Cs and 3Ds. Sure.
Face, what do you have?
So I have 2As, 2Cs, and 2Ds.
Oh, he's mixed.
With a B thrown in.
You are a banana split. You're the banana split.
And you had 2Bs?
No, only 1B. Oh. So 2As, that was Axl Rose.
Sure.
2Cs.
Bob Dylan.
And 2Ds.
And then Kurt Cobain. Awesome. I was more A and D. Did anyone else have a B?
I had 1B.
I had no Bs.
I had 1B.
No Bs.
No Bs.
So for the Bs, you are like Jimi Hendrix, creative, visionary, and endlessly innovative. You march to the beat of your own drum and embrace your own unique artistic vision. Like Jimi Hendrix, you are a true original, constantly pushing the boundaries and redefining what's possible.
That's kind of the same. It's like different words to describe Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Or no, Axl Rose over here. Mm. And Kurt Cobain.
They're all the same.
I don't feel like this is scientific.
Oh, but I Hendrix, though, he came from somewhere else. He was somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah. He was definitely ahead of his time.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, I thought we would try to do. I took one of these personality tests at work.
Take this kind of personality test then.
Exactly. You know, we're in the music section. It's question one, 50 ways to leave your lover. Since it's our 50th episode, I thought I'd start with this one. Name a new way to leave your lover not mentioned in the song. I was hoping everyone would get a rhyming thing going. I'll go first because I wear a lot of different baseball hats, and it would be change your hat. Pat, you know.
What's a name that rhymes with Pat?
Because that's the next line.
No, you have to do something that rhymes with Mike.
Oh.
Don't you know the lyrics, you know?
Yeah.
50 ways to leave them.
No, I know the song.
Just drop off the keys, Lee.
Yeah.
So I would
and set yourself free.
How about slam the door, whore?
Wow.
Can we say that on me?
Not what I was thinking.
Out comes Axl Rose.
Sweet child. That's not a sweet child line.
Mike instantly regrets saying that.
Mike. Maybe could
we go or like the gauge for our listeners is just went
bloop. Leave that bitch, Mike.
There was a spot.
No, that doesn't rhyme.
The moral compass of the show just went off the rails.
Big Mike, do you have anything?
So what are the rules other than
what
did you say?
I said because I use my name. It's just change your hat, Pat.
And what did you say?
You heard what I said. I thought there were no rules.
Try to rhyme something with your name on how to leave alone.
Or a different name. A different name.
Or any name.
Mike.
Should we buy a time?
Buy me time. You got something.
So when you're
ride a bike, Mike.
Oh, that's what I had some for these guys.
It's gotta be more
turn
clever.
Around the bike, Mike. Like if they're on a ride with a girlfriend, or I was thinking for the female listeners, try to explain, Jane.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
No, these aren't funny. These aren't funny at all.
they're not just...
We need Mike to just come up with 8 different ways.
I'm done.
Are,
I did the one.
Mike's like, I'm
that,
out.
That are non-rhyming and very aggressive.
Face, do you have anything?
I mean, I'm already in the song, so I figured I didn't need one. But
oh, yeah,
I don't want to give away any of my personal secrets, so I'm not going to say any.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good one. All right. Number 2, name a song you would listen to 50 times without being bored and turning it off. I'll go first. I picked a long song. We were listening to it prepping the show. So Terrapin Station, because it's just like a roller coaster. Up and down, up and down. I probably would get probably bored by 40, but that's the song I picked. Face?
Oh, shit. I gotta think of something quick. I've been listening to a lot of Foo Fighters lately, and I heard this cool song. I've never heard it before. The Wheel? You guys heard it?
The Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
The Wheel.
It's a cool song. I've listened to it probably like 20 times in the last couple weeks. So.
All right. Yeah, you got 30 to go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mikey D?
I'm going to go with Mountain Jam by the Allman Brothers,
because
it's like a 45-minute song, and it's like 12 different songs in the one song.
Sure.
So how can you get bored with that?
Awesome, awesome. Papa Giggs?
I'm going to throw 2 again. Born to Run by Bruce is just one of my classic rock and roll songs, but then a newer song, obscure song, but it's called Black Like Me by the band Spoon. It's just a great song that I never get sick of, and it still hits me hard every time I listen to it.
Awesome, awesome. Big Mike?
I don't know. It would have to be like a complex song that isn't just like, right, you know. I think maybe, you know, I'm going to go Rain Song by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
That's a song that I could never conquer on the guitar. Oh. Jimmy Page does some Jedi wizardry.
Don't give up, Edison.
I'm going to go. I know, but it's, I mean, sometimes you're just like, well, it's Jimmy Page, I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to go Rain Song.
Good, good. I like it. All right, question 3. George Strait had 50 or more number one hits on the Billboard chart. I did a little research on that. It was every chart. So it wasn't just the top 100 Billboard. But that's still, listen, that's an accomplishment. And the question would be, name another artist or band that is close to this accomplishment in the public's mind or your own. Might not have 50 number one hits. Face?
My first thought was Elton John.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how many he has, but it's got to be close, somewhere around 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's had a lot. Mikey D?
I went with Michael Jackson.
Oh.
I was thinking that too, but he you know, checked out early.
Yeah.
True. But if you include the Jacksons, like Jackson 5, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a lot.
Yeah. Papa Giggs?
Taking 2 again.
Okay.
Old days Elvis. I'm sure he didn't get 50, but he probably had a shitload. And then today, I know nothing about her, but Taylor Swift.
Oh,
she's probably
that's
had
right.
a lot of number one hits.
Yeah, she's not there. She's on her way.
She could break the record.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, she's a lot of time left.
That's so good.
Yeah. Travis has to break up with her, though, to give her some more material.
Sure. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope it happens.
Yeah, I threw Elvis in that my list, too. I had Elvis in mine. Big Mike?
I don't know. I kind of went with my own mind. I don't know like what the numbers say, but I think anytime Paul Simon writes something that it would be like a hit, and then that includes Simon Garfunkel. So it feels like everything they did was magic.
Yeah. I'd like to throw some show notes in and find out really what those numbers are for the others. Okay, question 4. One good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. That's a Bob Marley quote. Name a song that when you listen to it, it makes you feel no pain. Big Mike?
Well, listen. I'm famous for being like I have a leaning towards music that makes me feel. So like my family always makes fun of me because I'm always listening to the Counting Crows. And I'm like, no, listen, it's beautiful. And the rest of the family's like, it's sad as hell, Dad. I'm like, no, you need to listen to the words. So actually, I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to take your question in a completely different direction and say the Counting Crows, because it makes me feel things that I want to feel, you know?
Good.
It's an outlet.
Good. Like that. That's what music should be. Yeah. Papa Giggs?
I'm going to take one from today. So I'm in this music league. Mike's in one too. And one of the choices you guys would love was Eyes of the World. And just certain Dead songs. Just
sure.
Yeah. Just nice, wonderful grooves. And Eyes of the World, you know, lately has been
That song is like a warm hug.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, yep. Right? Yeah. It's just, and that was my comments, you know, when you have to rate them. Like, if this song doesn't make you feel good, then I kind of feel bad for you.
You listen to Mechanic Crows.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
Mikey D?
I'm going to go a little on the pop side with the song Happy by Pharrell.
Okay, sure. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know why that just always kind of like, you know, if you feel happy, you know the song.
What movie was that? Yeah.
I don't know what movie it was in, but yeah. That's definitely a good vibe. I
mean, it's always in a video or like a commercial.
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing is we did a family vacation years ago and I did a little video thing and I put that song to the video and it kind of makes me think of that.
So oh,
it's
kind perfect. Of, yeah.
That's a nice fun. Happy memory.
I like that. Yeah,
that's good. That's good. Face, what do you have?
I'm going to take one from Papa Giggs' band, Breathe, Pearl Jam.
Oh, you're just breathe. Right. Yeah, just breathe.
Just breathe.
Okay, because they have a breath and they have a just breathe.
Yeah,
okay.
Just breathe.
My coworker has that tattooed on her foot.
Breath or just breathe?
Just breathe. Wow. It's like her song. Yeah.
Wow.
No, now I hate it. I hate me.
I mean, she's a good person.
Oh.
Okay, so I chose, I remember seeing this movie. It's called 51st Nights, I think, or 51st Dates.
51st Dates.
Oh, yeah.
And Ziggy does a cover of the car song Drive in that.
Mm.
And it's a soulful, beautiful reggae version. And I could listen to that over. I hit replay.
Ziggy Marley does that.
Yeah, Ziggy
does
it.
I want to hear that. I'd like to.
And he,
that's a nice song.
It's from the movie, so he did it for the soundtrack. All right. Number five, rock and roll is not just music, it's a way of life. A spirit that challenges and the norms and inspires individuality. Pick an artist or band that best exemplifies this. Now, I saw the quote, so I didn't even know who said that quote. I tried to find it again. I probably closed the tab. So I don't know who said it, but do you have an artist that exemplifies that? Face?
Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters. I've been listening. I mean, he's just a cool dude.
Yeah. Mikey D?
I'm going with Joe Walsh.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I like that he was recently asked about the AI thing in music, and he said, AI cannot destroy hotel rooms. Yeah, that's right, man.
That's an awesome. That's
rock and roll.
Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh had this like line in the, I don't know if you watched the Eagles documentary. It's like 3 hours long, but he had this line where it was like, all of these things have happened. He's like suffered all these highs and lows in his life. And at the end of the day, he's just like, man, it's just this thing that happened.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he just leveled it down to like, man, it's just something happened. Yeah. And you're like, oh, all right.
Sure. Like,
that dude's got a great perspective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I share? One of my favorite, real quick, Joe Walsh, one of my favorite videos I saw on Instagram recently is an old clip of the James Gang doing Walk Away.
Mm.
And those guys, for a power trio, man, yeah. James Gang
were kicking ass.
And they look like Nirvana.
Yeah.
They killed it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I was almost Kurt Cobain speaking of Nirvana, but Joe Strummer for me from the Clash. I think he's just a guy that he was an individual, changed the norms, inspired people. He's a spirit, and you know, not just the Clash when he was doing the Mescaleros,
sure,
and his post Clash career.
Yeah,
Joe was the man for me.
Yeah, and then Big Mike,
I'm gonna go with the guy who inspired my favorite guitar solo of all time, and that is Prince. My guitar gently weeps. But Prince was like, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to change my name to a symbol. I'm going to dress however the hell I want. I'm going to do he's just a weird dude.
Yep.
And if you like search on YouTube, you can find all these weird stories about him. Like, lives up to the hype.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it wasn't just an act.
Yeah. Like, he was a mysterious, weird dude.
He was a weird dude.
Sure.
He challenges all the norms.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I chose the Grateful Dead, even though it's rock music and stuff like that. But
shocker.
that was a stretch.
Did not see that coming.
Woo! I'm surprised Keith Richards didn't come up in this conversation.
After 50 episodes, Petty C's grown so much.
I've expanded my horizons.
Pretty rounded them out.
That's a good one. All right, episode six, question six. What current musicians do you think will stand the test of time? That's a tough one because you could pick somebody 22, you could pick somebody 34 because they got to live to 70, like, you know, other rock musicians. Papa Giggs, you have one right away?
I think it's a hard one because I think there's just so much throwaway music. And here's where I'm a snob, but I think a lot of the good music is not popular music. And bless the Taylor Swifts of the world.
Sure. You know,
they'll maybe stand the test of time. But it's hard today because there's you don't need a record label. You just put your music out there. So I think it's hard to establish yourself as an artist and be a popular artist. So I think some of the best artists are not popular.
Yes.
And they should stand the test of time, but they won't stand the test of time because people don't know them. So I think it's a hard question.
That's a very tough question, yeah.
I'm going to throw out one of my guys, Kevin Morby. He's a Lou Reed, Bob Dylan, folk singer. Every album's a little bit different, but it's still Kevin Morby. And he should stand the test of time, but he won't because people don't know him. But listen to Kevin Morby.
Yeah. Oh, great, great, great shout out. Yeah. Big Mike?
So I think when we talk, we've spent a lot of time over 50 episodes talking about Jimi Hendrix and Prince and the Allman Brothers and like all of these amazing artists. And it's only been about 20 years since I think his first album was released. So he stood the test of time in 20 years. But I think he will be a guitarist that we are talking about and that our kids will talk about for his skill in the vein, in the same vein as Jimi Hendrix or Steve Ray Vaughan or Eric Clapton. I think that is John Mayer.
Your boyfriend. My boyfriend. I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I think John Mayer will stand. Like, I think people will be talking about him for a long, long time. His guitar skills are unprecedented.
Yeah.
And he diversified by then playing with the Grateful Dead, which was like, I mean, he's invincible.
Yeah. Yep. Great, great.
And nothing like catching the over 70 crowd before they check out.
No, I think he's going to get the kids too, man. He's going to get the kids.
Mikey D, what do you got?
I actually thought about John Mayer. That was one of my thoughts. What about Nathaniel Rateliff? I think he's just a great songwriter. You know, he's been kind of quiet lately, I think, but he's out there and doing things.
Sure.
And so, you know, I'm going to go with him.
Awesome. Face?
Well, Papa Giggs already said this artist, but I mean, I'm not necessarily a fan, but I think Taylor Swift will. I mean,
no, I agree.
She's built a machine, you know, an empire, and I think as long as she wants to do it, and she's got such a following, you know, whether I like the music or not doesn't matter. But I think she'll. I don't even know how old she is. Probably early 30s, and she's been around. She's been in music for 15 years already, probably.
Yeah,
and she could easily do it. She could probably do it as long as she wants to.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Gigs?
Just, can I make a quick connection?
Sure.
Nathaniel Rateliff and Kevin Morby played a couple shows together this past fall. So
it's
a really cool reference. And they recorded the song together. It's escaping my mind, but I'm going to throw it in later.
I think Papa Gigs is getting some edibles from this Kevin Morby.
Kevin Morby, he's just one of my favorite artists. Yeah. He's really, really good.
It was like 2 years ago, and my friend called me and was like, hey, man, I want an auction. I'm not going to be able to go to this concert. Will you use these tickets? I've got like 4 tickets to Nathaniel Rateliff.
Oh, nice.
That's a show we went to.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
They're VIP passes. Oh, and I was like,
we had this great.
I was like, guys, was I don't know what this means. I've never been to this venue. We could be stage left. Like, they are VIP passes.
Yeah.
You know what they meant? Then we got like free like quesadillas and like one free beer.
One free beer.
That's all right.
But hey, you got to see him, and he's a soulful artist.
Yeah,
dude, I will not miss him.
We saw him over in Bethlehem at music.
I didn't make it that night, but I will not miss him.
That was
again.
A fun show because he who was the guy that opened for him too? He was really good. It'll come to me.
Next time he comes around, I'll see you there.
Yeah.
The song is called "There Is a War." Check it out. Nathaniel Rateliff, Kevin Morby. It's a really, really good song.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sounds
awesome.
Good.
That's great. Yeah, I chose David Gray, even though he's prominent.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I remember when he came out, they were like, oh, who's this guy singing Babylon? And he did that Money and then that version of that.
That version of Money is, he covered, who was that? Toots and the Maytals.
Toots and the Maytals, yeah.
Oh, really?
But, you know, like for him to make it to like 70. Mm-hmm. And then just still be playing music like that. Mm-hmm. Just that came in my head.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
All right, guys. Lots of questions done. Last question. Time machine question. Chuck Norris has acted in 50 movies and TV shows since 1968. That's why I chose him. I was looking for somebody. If Chuck Norris and you went into the time machine, where would you go and what would you do? That is crazy. I'm going to go first. I would pick him up and I would get that time machine straight to Gilligan's Island. And I would say, Chuck, do your thing. He would kick everyone in shape. The boat would have been fixed in 4 days and they would have made it back to land.
Would it have been 50 episodes if we hadn't talked about Marianne? I mean, we need to make...
they've been quite absent lately, they actually. Have been quite,
yeah. All right, just to throw it around the table. Okay, Chuck Norris goes in. Before he kicks ass, who's he going to go after, Marianne or Ginger? Face...
Both. He's fucking Chuck Norris.
Yeah, he's Chuck Norris. He's Chuck Norris.
Okay, the good answer.
And Lovey.
Good answer. Oh,
Mrs. Hall, Mrs. Howell. Yeah, yeah. Howell.
Lovey.
Big Mike, where are you going with Chuck Norris?
I'm picking up Chuck Norris, and I'm going anywhere we can travel back in time to kick Steven Seagal's ass so that it can once and be done. Maybe catch him early in his career so he doesn't turn into the monster that he became.
Sure.
We're ending Steven Seagal's career.
Papa Gigs.
Never saw a Chuck Norris movie, but I'll hang out with him. So we're going to go to Japan. I don't know. Lately, I've been kind of enthralled with Japan. And years ago, I never wanted to go there, but... Now I feel like I want to go there. So we're going to go to Tokyo and Kyoto first, and then if we get into trouble, and we're going to have fun. If we get in trouble, sure. He can do...
Boom.
He'll take care of whatever we need to take care of. But then the second part of the trip is we're just going to go to the mountains and chill out. So
So
I'm going to have some chill time with Chuck. Like, nah, nice. You know. Yeah. So we're going
to... It's funny, because there was a movie, trips. I forget what it was, and he went to the Himalayas and either... Had to clear his mind.
Yeah. So we're going to do that in case we get ourselves in some bad situations.
Sure. I like it. Mikey D.
So I was trying to think about, not that I want to go spend time with Chuck Norris, not that I'm against it.
Sure.
But I was like, who should we pair Chuck Norris against fighting? So my first thought was Bruce Lee, like Enter the Dragon, like Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee going at it. And I thought the better match is... The Karate Kid and Chuck Norris.
Mm. Whoa, yeah.
What do you think, man? You think you'd take him down or what?
I don't know.
I'd rather see Steven Seagal.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd like your answer better.
I want to see him kick Ralph's ass.
Because we know who would win there.
Sure. Face?
So mine got a little dark. I was watching the news the other night in my hotel room, which I don't really watch at all anymore. And this is a less dark version of what I originally thought. But I would take Chuck Norris back, I don't know how old he is, probably 77 years ago, to when a certain orange-faced, pasty lump was born, and I would have Chuck Norris choke him out in his crib.
I love that.
My first, so that was the less dark version. My first thought was that he was going to roundhouse kick his mom when he was still in utero.
Chuck Norris, baby killer. Yeah. Is what you're saying?
I love you, Lee.
So I thought it would be less dark if I waited till he was out of the womb. So that's where I would take Chuck Norris.
Oh my God! What a way to end the show.
Save.
All right, episode 50 in the books.
We've grown. We've grown in 50 episodes.
Save Chuck Norris, save the world.
How we have grown. It's immense.
I have a great image in my head.
We're like different
Chuck
people.
Chuck Norris kicking ass.
Exactly.
Oh, can't wait for episode 51. Well, there you go. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening again. Our 50th episode. We will be coming back for more. I can't wait to get to 100. Or maybe 60.
I have to talk to my agent to see if I can sign up for another 50.
Yeah. All right. I'm Patty C. I had a great time with you. Let's go around the table. Face, say goodbye.
Chuck and I are available for parties and for business.
Mikey D.
See you later, everybody.
Papa Gigs.
Hey, good night, but tell 50 of your friends to tune in.
Oh, like, oh, that's great.
Hey.
Yeah, right. Big Mike.
Good night, y'all.
All right, that was fun, guys. Thanks.
That was a quick